It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan.
And me, Byron.
Every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m. Where we'll have music to uplift your spirit.
Fellowship to revive your soul.
And an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. Good morning, Poorties. You are tuned in to Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. This is the gospel. My name is Jonathan Olson. A very, very good morning to you, together with my brother, my friend, my co-host.
Byron right here. And I'd just like to greet everybody in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ this morning. I'm so grateful for my salvation. And, you know, my brother, I woke up this morning and ek moet sê, dit was bietjie moeilik om op te staan vir oggend. maar net die feit dat ek my oë kon oopmaak, het dit vir my gesê, dankie Here.
Jy weet,
het ek my sê, dankie Here, dankie vir die genade, dan te dat ek nog 'n dag het, you know. And just waking up really grateful, man.
I think it's some of the things we take for granted. I read something that says, if you think your alarm clock woke you this morning, try putting it next to a corpse.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what wakes us in the morning. What wakes us in the morning is definitely the grace of God is brand new every morning. And indeed, we are so grateful for life in this dimension, but over and above that, for life everlasting.
Yes, definitely.
Amen,
amen. Definitely.
Where you are, family, good morning. Thank you so much once again for choosing Poort FM. We are so honored. Salutation to all of you. I want to say, like Paul says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It is good to know Him. Wherever you are, we're going to bow our heads in the studio in prayer. And then we're going to ask God's blessing over this morning. I think I prayed last week, Brother B. Will you do the honors for us?
Okay, no, not a problem.
God
not a problem.
You,
there
you,
we go. Yeah. Father God, we come before you. My dear Lord, we thank you so much for this day, O God, that you have given us, Heavenly Father. Your word says that your steadfast love will never end, my dear Lord. And I thank you so much for your mercy, for your grace upon our lives, my dear Lord. I pray in Jesus' name for the show this morning. I pray for an anointing. I pray for our guests, O God. I pray for the management of the station, Heavenly Father, and I pray also, Heavenly Father, for all those who have tuned in. May your blessing be upon them.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Byron. Short, quick, and powerful. Wonderful prayer. So, family, it is just before 10 minutes after 7. You are tuned into the gospel. And we are so happy to have you. We have a wonderful show lined up for you today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you a bit about it around about in the next 5 minutes or so. So we're expecting the devotion to start around 20 past?
Say around 20 past.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to have some high profile people in the studio this morning. but yeah, look, saints of God, we are all high profile given who we are linked to.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's the way it works in life.
Mm-hmm.
Vir wie jy ken, maak het jy ook soort van high profile is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ons gooi som keer een name rond.
Yeah.
And
name drop. Yeah.
I think the biggest name drop we can do is the name of Jesus Christ. And I always say unashamedly, Brother Byron, before I am an artist, before I'm a musician, before I am a radio presenter, I'm a Christian first. I serve Jesus Christ exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuned into the gospel where we're going to give you the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm excited, Brother B.
Yes, me myself, you know, as I said, today is going to be something special. So do tune in. This is the gospel. The time is right now, just gone after 10 past 7. And let's go pay some bills.
You love me too much. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan.
And me, Byron.
Every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m. Where we'll have music to uplift your spirit.
Fellowship to revive your soul.
And an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, That's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Kurt FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good morning, family. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Poort FM. It's your Kasi, your Stasi. My name is Jonathan Olsen. Together with my brother Byron Feldman, we are so happy to have you with us. And in studio this morning, if I can just introduce our guests, yes. If you missed it before the break, we have a to exit doctor to save me los alaihuta for vandaag.
Let's get
it right. Pastor Leonard Souls, God bless you, man of God. We acknowledge you in your vocation. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Ruth, we acknowledge you in yours. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation from Poort FM this morning.
Thank you very much, and well, thanks for inviting us.
Thank you so much. Pastor, I was like so excited, for what God has laid upon your heart, for all of us, and to speak into our lives. And yet again, just thank you for saying yes, to the call of God, to the both of you. It's so admirable, and a person can see your passion and your dedication, and it's just an honor to have you on, and welcome. Yeah,
you can take it away.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, although it's my first time. So ek praat eintlik Engels, so dit is my eerste keer wat ek
hier is. Nee, is reg. Ons hoor so Engels en Afrikaans, ja.
Dis 'n groot voorreg vir my om hier te wees, en ek hoop wat ons ook al mag sê, sal uitgaan in die woord, sal begrawe en saad sal vind.
Amen. Wonderful.
Yeah, good morning, family, and that is exactly our topic today. We are living through a period, and one of the areas that I'm very passionate about is families. Because we talk about the dying, we talk about the dead. But this morning I'd like to use this as a topic, how families cope during lockdown. My wife and I will share the presentation. Now, as you know, families currently bear the brunt of the lockdown. Family members take ill, and many of them are in hospital. Some are in ICU. And ICU at this point in time is one of the loneliest places where you can be on earth, because nobody is able to visit you. Nobody can actually see what your condition, your state is. And this leaves many families terrified. What is actually happening inside ICU? What is happening to my family member? And we as a local church, we have a dance group called Perez. And what we do hospital visitations. We stand outside the wards and we allow the dance group to actually dance. Wow. And the nurses look at it. Some of the patients are able to look at it. Thereafter, I share a verse, and then I pray. And we have very, very good feedback, because what the sisters tell us and the hospital staff is that they feel so lonely out there. They feel sidelined, and because of the pandemic, nurses are also terrified. What will happen to them? Will they take the sickness home? So our concern, my wife and I and our local church, is about families. And therefore, this morning, we are so grateful to be with you, just to share some areas that we think may be able to help you. You know, in the spirit, some members have passed away, and their families, even last night, when you look at the statistics, many families have lost loved ones. And today, many people are grieving. Many people are at home alone. And the most tragic thing about this is, even if somebody passes on, family can't visit you as usual.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
The whole environment has changed. So this results in the family situation changing completely. How do we actually cope with the situation? And therefore, my wife and I would like to talk about critical areas this morning for the family members to actually develop a coping mechanism to deal with this environment. And we would like to tell you, whilst you are alone and sitting there in your home and thinking what's going to happen, even to yourself, Because if a family member is in hospital, the fear is also there. Am I infected? The symptoms are not showing. Mm. And this morning, I would like just to share one verse with you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 30. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, "And now abides faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love." So there's three important words I'd shortly like to share with you. It says, now abides, now stays. Mm-hmm. These are things that stay with us. These are things that go with us. These are things that are supposed to be part of us. It says faith, hope, and love. And as I just pondered on these three words, it was clear to me that they have such a significant meaning for us during this period. The word faith, there's many meanings attached to it. But this morning, what I'd like to put to you is that faith is the ability to do things. You know, without faith, you are not able to do things. It's also the ability to cope with challenges and to move on. So in this difficult time, this trying time, when things seem to fall apart, the center doesn't seem to hold. In every family, without faith, we will never make it. And it's faith that makes us move on. You know, it's faith. The simplest form of explaining faith is that when you get up in the morning, you wash yourself, you brush your teeth, you dress, you prepare, you start your vehicle. You actually have faith that you have a work to go to. You have faith that your office is still there.
So
and true. That is why that is the simplest form. So if you have that faith on a daily basis, what about the faith that we have in God, that God will take us through?
Come on.
That God will lift us up.
Yes.
So my brothers and sisters, in this most important time, do not forsake faith. Do not quit. Just hang in there. At the end of the day, God knows us. He says that before we were formed in our mother's womb, He called us by name. And whether you're lying in hospital, in ICU, whether you're sitting in your room, and in your TV room, whether you're despondent or discouraged, He has called you by name. Do not lose faith. Hope, for me, means gives us a vision of what we want to achieve as a family. You know, if you can lose everything, your money, you can lose your family even. You can lose your work. But the one thing that you mustn't lose is hope.
Amen.
Because hope gives us actually a vision, something to live for. You know, when things seem to fall apart, when it seems I'll never make it, then hope is the thing that arises within our heart. Yeah. And this morning, my brothers and sisters, I want you to never lose hope. Never lose hope. That is the one thing that must abide with us. And then the third one that Paul says, he says, and now abides faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And you know, love, as I understand it, this as I would like to put it to you this morning, love is actually the how we cope. You know, it's how we cope, how we manage the environment, and how we manage our family to stay and stick together. You know, love is something that is always with us. It's there's a very thin line between love and hate, because love is such a strong emotion. And if something does something against you that you don't like, you can tend to want to hate them quickly, but love just turns it around.
Yeah, sure.
So love is a thing that binds people together. When you start a relationship with love, in your family, love. You know, your family can chase you away. You can be on the street. But they say that love, blood is thicker than water. It's actually love that keeps a family together. Yeah. So in this difficult time, this time we are living through, we must actually look up and say there's something that my family and I have, which is love. So before I hand over to my wife and what she's going to share with you this morning, I would like to say that the family, as we see it, is actually God's invention and creation. as in Genesis chapter 1, verse 25 to 27. You know, God never invented church. He never invented communities. He never invented these high-rise buildings. Mm-hmm. But what God invented and created was a family after his image. So the family is then, he said, let us make man after our image. So the family is therefore God's extension on earth. So when we look at families and how the husband treats the wife and how the parents treat the children and how the children treat their parents, it's actually an image of what God has put within us. You know, it's not something that sometimes you have to learn. It's in you.
Yeah.
It's the image, the likeness of God. So how we live as a family portrays that image of God. And therefore this morning my wife will share some things with us that we as a family can do together during this difficult time. So I just gave a broad outline and just to give you a picture how important family is. Family is very close to the heart of God. So shall I ask my wife to continue?
Yes, thank please you. Do. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, ek was bevoorreg om in 'n Pinksterhuis groot te word en ons was gewoond om familie altyd te hou. Elke liewe aand, of dit nou reën of somer en of dan die kos is nie. Gewoonlik as ons klaar geëet het, dan het ons familie altyd. Dis vroeg in die oggend. So, dan het my pa gewoonlik gelees en dan elkeen 'n beurt gekry om te bid. En het ons allemaal onze vader gebid. Maar dit was so iets wat voor ons uitgesien het. En gedurende die familiealtaar het, miskien die week of vandag, gedurende die dag, het iemand miskien my ma nie goed geantwoord nie. Dan is het een geleentheid van haar of vir hom om te sê, ek is jammer, ek het dit en dit gesê. Of,
nice.
Ek is jammer, ek het nie op tyd opgestaan nie, of dit was iets wat ons uitgesien het na, want het gevoel asof ons weer eens by mekaar gaan kom. En die Bybel sê so in Deuteronomium is nou Engels, maar hy sê 6:7. Ek sê vir my, kan jy sien nie?
Deuteronomy, I'm just reading on behalf of my wife. It says, you shall whet and sharpen them as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently upon the minds and hearts of your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up.
So, you see now that God eindelijk for Moses and Israelite gesê, of zelfs for us, ons moet het om ons hart te bind, ons moet het op ons na om ons hart te skryf, ons moet het oral waar ons gaan, op ons voorhoofe. Ons moet het by ons kinders inskerp, dag en nacht. En vandagse lewe is ons verskrikkelijk baie besig. Een op die kant toe, ek onthou toe ons kinders was, toe ons my kinders jonger was, het ons altyd in die oggend het ons saam gebid. En soos die tyd aangaan, het ons het bykie verloor. En toe het ons het weer vat, maar toe het het nog verander in die aand. En dan het ons in die aand saam gebid. En een van die kinders het een geleentheid gehad vir 'n week lang, om te ponde op een vers en daaroor uit te brei en dan bid ons saam. Yes. Maar selfs gedurende daardie tyd het ons vir mekaar gebid. Ek noem my kind se naam op haar naam. En sê byvoorbeeld, ek bid vir Esther dat sy, en sy is daar, ek bid vir Esther dat sy die dag suksesvol sal wees. En u Here, u weet wat is sy nodig vir die dag. Vir my seun sal ek byvoorbeeld sê, omdat hy 'n bietjie challenges het, sal ek voor hom bid en sê, wees met my seun. En stuur iemand op sy pad, sodat hy die regte rigting of goeie invloed kan kry. En dit is hoekom daar 'n familiealtaar is, sodat ons kan in mekaar se lewe inbid. Ons moet in mekaar se lewe en hulle name noem.
Ja.
En die kinders hoor my, mami noem my naam, nie net in die binnekamer nie. Ja. Sy noem my naam. Daddy, ek noem een kind se naam almal. En daddy roep almal se name weer.
Ja.
En die Bybel sê ons wat twee of drie saamstem. Daar is hy in hulle midde. So ek het nie twyfel dat die familiealtaar is vir my so belangrik, omdat ek daarmee opgegroei het.
Ja.
En ek het geweet die uitslag daarvan. En dit is daar waar ons weer mekaar vind. Is daar waar ons leer hoe om te lees en te bid.
Ja.
En gedurende hierdie tyd was het moeilik. Ons het getroude familie, kinders, wat buiten die huis is, so hulle kan nie saam met ons bid nie.
Ja.
So wat ons doen een keer een week, doen ons een WhatsApp call, een virtual.
Ja, ja.
Hulle bid aan die kant, en alles wat ons sê, sê hulle, en hulle bid aan hulle kant, en ons bid aan ons kant. So elkeen kry een beer, dieselfde, om te lees daarop uit te brei, en ons allemaal bid saam. En het is verbasend, dat allemaal bid vir allemaal. Allemaal sy name word bijvoorbeeld vier keer opgenoem.
Ja.
En jy kan nie iemand mis nie, want ons ken mekaar sy name. En selfs ons het twee kleinkies, hulle is omtrent 5 en 4. Ons gee ook vir hulle een beurt om te bid.
Ja.
En al bid hulle vir die toys en die mure en die dieren en die papies en die alles. Maar ons gee vir hulle geleentheid om te bid dat hulle kan weet. En thank you for granny, thank you for mommy, thank you for daddy. Thank you for the food. But they know how to pray.
Yeah.
And during this time, we have to sit together as a family and say that is our strongest point, is to pray.
Yeah.
Although me and my husband, we pray differently in the morning, different times.
Yeah.
But then we come back in the morning again, then we pray together as one. And then we can go out and face the world. So that is my encouragement this morning for those who are listening outside. That let's go back to the old days where we pray. Even if it's just once a week, you as a family pray together. And even I've written here some points. I've said pray over your children. You say by name. You repeat it. It is your joy. You speak life over them.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, like the other night, my grandchild was, she said it was aching. She's not coming. I said, no, you must come.
Yes.
So then afterwards, I said, come, let Grandpa pray for you.
Yes.
And then she prayed. Then Grandpa, because she knows there's power in prayer when all of us are together. You don't have to call the pastor. You can do it on yourself. And then I said, we pray for the community. Let the children know that I pray for the sick in the hospital. Then when you hear, then you can hear they say, but they also say, I pray for those who are sick. And I pray for uncle this and this and auntie that and
that.
See, because they heard from me.
Mm.
Okay, that auntie is sick. Okay, that brother doesn't have a job to do.
Mm.
And then overcoming goals like a job or a house. And then they can pray in prayers also where they are during the day. You see, the Bible say in Psalm 128. Isn't it so? Psalm 108. 128.
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of your house. Your children shall be like olive plants around your table.
And the next one.
Yes, you may see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
You see, somewhere the Bible also says your children will come back to you.
Yes,
it's what you speak over them.
Yes.
Speak positively over them. And even in the house where I was grown up, my mother used to say the words every day. When we fight, then she say, but as een van ons dan bijvoorbeeld sê, maar gaan die gaan skan was jy die skottel goed. Dan sal sy sê, maar ons moet nie die een die ander woord ag as ons self nie. Jy moet die een woord ag as jouself.
Ja.
En dit het vir my 'n impak gemaak dat dit is nie jou werk nie. Maar God sê dit is wat ek moet doen. En dit is wat family altar vir my beteken. Al die jare het ek nog altyd geglo. and family orders. And even in this time, our family have to get together and get our house in order. It's all, only our family that matters. The community can walk away from us. The church members can walk away from us. Yeah. Our leaders, my best friend can walk away from me. But the family will stay and stick with me.
Yeah.
And as I discovered also during this time, there are brothers and sisters who don't talk to each other for some time ago, long time ago. They are just angry with each other for nothing. And it's during this time that we as a family has to have our house in order. So if you know that your brother, your sister and your brother are not talking to each other, make something or declaration and or make an opportunity and say, the two of us, I see you don't talk to each other. Come, the time is short. We have to put this behind us so that we can move forward. The Lord is coming so soon, and make sure that the household that you are living in know the Lord Jesus Christ, because I am the example of loving for Jesus. And if I can't give the gospel to my child, how can I give the gospel to another child 100%. Or another person in the street? 100%. If I can't give something to my child to work on, how can I give something to someone else that I don't know? Mm. And that is my point, that we have to have harmony, unity in the house. So we have to get my house, not the community, not the hospital, not the schools, but my house is more important than outside the house. And I want to encourage those who are listening that we have to take prayer time as a way to transmit religious transition in prayer from generation to generation.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, I learned it from my parents, and I take it from my parents, and I learn it in my house. So I don't know who of them will take it up and say, but right. I have learned this in my mother's house, so I want to take it from my house.
Yes.
And the other thing I want also to say is for the mothers, the mother always have a small heart or a baie sagte plekkie for kinders or the grannies. Take the Bible or read for your child before they go to bed. It doesn't matter whether the child understand or not, but just the way you take the Bible and say, we are going to read about David. Then you read. You don't have to explain because it takes a long time. 5 minutes for a child is enough. Just read one psalm for one night. Even if the child falls asleep, you benefit out of it, and the child benefit out of it.
Win-win.
Because the child go to sleep with that word.
100%.
The last thing that mother said. I remember the last time I told my sister, my daughter, read to your child at night. And so she said, okay, mommy. And then the next day I asked, did mommy read to you? She said, yes. What did you read about Abram? What about Abram? All that she can remember is that Abram will have a lot of children.
Mm,
and that's it. That is what Abram is about. You don't have to go into those sermons and predicantes or whatever.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage those who are outside, sit around the table and read the word to your children. And even if they don't understand, it's also fine as long as you have done your part.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much. Yeah. You know, Pastor Ruth, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and the scripture comes to my mind, train up a child, you know, in the ways he should go, as when he's grown up, it won't depart from him. And that is so important that we do remember, you know, that there is something like a family altar, you know, whereby we come together, we pray together. You know, the word of God, it says in Psalms 133 also, how good and pleasant it is when people live together in unity, you know, and more so that we pray for each other.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, Paul instructs us to pray without ceasing. And I think what an inspired seasonal word by the two of you. God bless you so much. I think my take out, there's quite a few, but I love what Pastor Saul said. He says you can lose just about anything, but you make sure you don't lose hope.
So
I want to take that as one of my highlights. I made notes here, Doc, and then also I love what Mommy Ruth said. The family needs to pray together. Mm. Make that effort and mention the name of your child. I stand here as a testimony. My mother did that.
Mm.
And I can remember it. It's one of the highlights of my life, Pastor Saul's, Pastor Ruth. I want to thank God for that. And it really has an effect on us. So to the two of you, I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for making the time to be here and accepting our invitation.
Yes.
And God bless you so, so much.
Thanks.
Family, it's just about 14 minutes before 8. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be back right after this. Before we pay the bills, here's Hezekiah Walker. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired,
motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.